You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of new syndromes to talk about. One is called lucky girl syndrome. I'm a lucky girl.
Lucky, lucky girl.
Jeremy, it's when you assume everything will work out in your favor, like at all times.
Everything's going to be fine, you guys.
The general idea is that good things will happen if you just keep telling yourself that everything always works out for you, and in some mystical way,
okay,
the deck is stacked in your favor.
Oh my God, the cops are pulling us over. Everything's going to be fine. All right.
Some people, though, are saying it's, quote, delusional and a form of toxic positivity.
Immediately this morning when I was reading this, it reminded me of The Secret, which was big, like, how many years ago now? Like, 20-some years ago?
15-ish.
Is that? Well, yeah, it feels longer. Where you just, wish it and hope it, and it'll come true.
Yeah, takes a little bit more. There was also something back in the 1960s called the law of assumption, and this is very similar to that. But look, the point is, get off your butt and do stuff, and then that's what you make your own luck, right?
That's right.
That's right. There's another syndrome. Of course, we all know about FOMO, the fear of missing out, but now they say there's another one called FOSY. That is the fear of saying yes.
Okay.
More than half of adults say they have dealt with FOSY, and that's when you decide against doing something that is actually something you want to do.
That is so weird to me. Why wouldn't you just do it if it's something you want to do?
I'm so glad you
this
asked.
One does not compute with me.
I have an answer for you. They say there's a couple of main reasons why FOSY occurs. It's because a lot of times of financial concerns, so you really want to do it.
Okay, I get that then.
Or you have a lack of confidence. I really want to do that, but I don't know if I can.
All right. So now, I have the fear of saying no. Fosen?
Fosen. But that's the fear of missing out, basically, isn't it?
The fear of saying no. I'm a yes to a lot of things. I don't want to say no because I don't want to come across as like a fuddy-duddy or I'm not fun.
Yeah, that's not FOMO. That's, yeah.
That's Fosen.
You're just pressured into doing stuff that you don't want to do.
I don't want it to look bad or people to talk about me because, oh, you said no again.
No, believe me. People are going to talk about you.
Never mind.
Yeah, I know. You got that new group of friends. And
I always say yes. I'll say yes to anything.
Part of that is that your friends tell you they want to do something. You're like, oh, I got to go along. I got to be one of the guys.
No, that's not at all. It's more that I don't want my wife to yell at me.
It's both, probably.
That's probably the number one. And no again?
Yeah.
And the last thing I got, I was writing a piece about this for the Mindbender Club mailer. By the way, if you're not in the Mindbender Club, sign up mindbenderclub.com. Mindbenderclub.com. You'll see a story on this today, and there's a link to it, too. But it's an interesting little survey of thousands of people. I believe they did it over in the UK. But what they're saying is you could extrapolate this to people all over the world. It's the number of people, and it's a hefty number, way more than half, who when they go on vacation, they go out and they do a bunch of things that they really don't want to do. And there's two reasons why they do it. One is they want the pictures for social media.
Oh, of course.
So they might go on vacation, let's say to Costa Rica, or we were talking with a person yesterday who goes to Belize all the time, and they do the zip lining. They don't really want to do it, but they're like, oh, the picture would be so great for social media. So they do that. But the other reason is because they feel a little guilty that they have gone on vacation and just sat on their butt by the pool or by the beach. And so they don't want to come across as wasting a vacation so that they go and they line up all of these activities and things so they feel like they're just doing something.
Okay.
I got news for you. Sometimes just recharging your batteries and going and plopping down on the beach for a couple of days is really good for you.
We spent 5 days at Disneyland this past summer, and the best day was the day that we just sat by the pool.
There you go.
We sat by the pool the entire day, did some reading, let the kids swim.
Yes. You know, and I have to agree with that because there was a vacation a while back where we ended up in Vegas. And I'm not a big Vegas fan anyway, you know that.
But we went to see
a particular show.
Yeah.
But there was one day where we did nothing, and she said, I want to get the adult pool pass. You have to pay extra.
The APP.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's in a separate spot. It's quiet. There are no kids running around screaming, jumping in the pool. And I was at first like, really? How many hours are you gonna spend there? She goes, like, all day. I was like, all right, I'll do it. Dude,
yeah,
loved it.
I bet.
Got there at about 9:30 in the morning and didn't leave it until like almost 5.
Wow, you must have been really tan.
No, well, you got the big umbrella.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So you're just under the umbrella. It was 110 degrees out or whatever. We're under the umbrella by the pool. Mm. The wait service bringing beverages.
Sounds dreamy, man.
Lunch.
Not just one social media post about it.
Not
just
a single
laying there.
One.
Laying
Zero.
There. Pouring margaritas into your belly button.
So for those of you who are doing these things on vacation, just so you can post the photos, just relax. What else is trending?
Well, if you've got some meth today and you're looking to smoke it, find yourself a library, it sounds like.
And go in the bathroom.
Smoke some meth and close a library tour is moving from Boulder to Inglewood now. Inglewood Public Library has been temporarily closed due to unhealthy levels of the meth. Yep, they did find it in the bathrooms. It sounds like, just like in Boulder, several areas were tested positive for levels above what is considered acceptable, whatever
that
number
is.
Again, we have questions.
What's an acceptable amount of meth?
I don't know, but this is becoming a big problem. This is what people are doing when they're addicted to this stuff. They find a bathroom in a library and they're going to town. So it's actually extremely sad and disrespectful. I'm against it. That's my position. Okay. I am against meth in the bathrooms.
Okay? I like that you have to make that announcement.
That is my platform for when I run for government. Pepsi's trending this morning. Sierra Mist fans. Aw, sad day for you. Pepsi is discontinuing Sierra Mist. It's been on the shelves for 23 years, believe it or not. And Pepsi is finally saying, you know what? We can't compete with Sprite. Sprite is the superior citrus beverage. So they're dumping the Sierra Mist down the drain, and they're coming out with a new one called Starry. Starry? Two R's. It says it's got higher citrus flavors. You want to try it? I don't care.
Sure, I would try it. I mean, I kind of like citrusy drinks. Sure.
Yeah. Does it mix good with vodka? Let's hope so. That's the only way I'm chugging down anything with a citrus flavor.
Who's against citrus?
It wouldn't be my first go-to. Well, if I got a cooler at a party go-to. Full of sodas, I'm not reaching down for the Sprite, Sierra Mist, or 7-Up.
Sometimes on a hot day, a nice citrusy drink is very refreshing.
I'm still going in for the Dr. Pepper. This is where we part ways, Dom. There's this scientist.
Hey, don't get me wrong. A good DP is fantastic.
Ugh.
I remember, I love the debate we had with listeners a while back, Mr. Pibb versus Dr. Pepper.
Oh, Mr. Pibb is crap. Everybody knows it. It's a knockoff.
I like Mr. Pibb.
Oh, it's disgusting.
I like them both.
The doctor would kick Mr. Pibb's bootay all day long.
I'm a two-timer.
All right. This Australian scientist is trending this morning. I guess he's on TikTok.
What would happen if you mixed a thing of Dr. Pepper and Mr. Pibb?
There's some sort of reaction.
50-50.
You don't want to do that. No, I've seen it done on the YouTube. There's a reaction. There's like some sort of explosion that happens. You don't want to do that. It'll jack up. It jacks up the rotation of the Earth or something. There's a scientist on TikTok that claims that every single tea bag contains the DNA from up to 400 insects. You're a tea guy.
I love it.
You're drinking insects, dude. Gross. Your stomach's full of ants. And how about this one on TikTok? It's from a former flight attendant telling you how to get special treatment on your next flight. She says it's simple as slipping a $5 Starbucks gift card to your flight attendant, or handing them a bag of candy, or even a package of lip balm is what she suggested. If you treat them good, give them a little present, they will make sure that your flight is the best it can be. You ever done that? You carry around a pocket full of lip balm? Oh, I can't believe it. Your mic's not working again. Third time's a charm. Josh, you want to come finish the trending report with me? Got two more stories. A Turkish model posted some shots online. Hey, Josh, welcome. Turkish model posted some shots online after she made out with a guy for the first time, and he bit off the tip of her tongue, Joshy boy.
So, actually, can I tell you a funny story about something similar to that?
Yeah, please.
I was in college and at a bar with a bunch of my guy friends, and a random girl who I don't know to this day came up and, like, spun me around and kissed me and bit my lips so hard it was bleeding, and I had to go to the bathroom and stop the bleeding from my lip because this girl bit me.
Are you serious?
That is a 100% true story.
My gosh, man.
It was awful.
That's intense.
It was incredibly painful.
It sounds incredibly painful. This story I have here is also incredibly painful. I guess the picture of it, you can't really tell if it's bit clean off or it was just kind of dangling there. She did have to go to a hospital, though. She said she's known the guy for about a month. It was the first time they started making out. She says, I'm not really even sure how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, does this guy not know how to kiss, or was he just so excited to be hanging out and making out with a Turkish model?
What do you do if you're the guy? Like, can we try again?
You brush your teeth and keep going at it, I guess, buddy. I don't know. So anyway, there's pictures of that floating around online. All right, let's go ahead and do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Probably the most adorable thing you're going to see all day today, Josh. I posted a video coming out of Alaska. It's from a doggy daycare bus that's picking up dogs in Alaska.
Oh, my gosh.
The dogs are sitting there waiting outside the houses in their little huts. And as soon as this bus pulls up, they open the door and the dogs come running in. And all their little doggy buddies are there waiting.
They're already in the bus?
They're already in the bus. It's like a school bus going along. So anyway,
oh,
it's pretty damn cute. You can see the doggies on our Facebook page. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.